How long gone? We're back, New York City. This is episode number 629. I never do that, but other podcasts do, so I feel like we should. Do we need to start doing that?
Fuck no.
Okay, sorry.
It says that the... It's fine.
Can you bleep it out?
Off time. I mean, I knew we were going to have some bleeps on today's episode, but I didn't think they're going to come so soon. Let me move this over to you. Yeah, we're in New York yet again. This has been heaven for me because there's no editing for me to do this week. So I feel like I'm on vacay. I just walked over. I saw my guys over at Cafe Integral, you know, got my mud, Chris Black style.
You should have told them you knew me. They would have charged you full price.
I didn't get any love. I didn't get any love. But yeah, because this is going to be our first episode, 629. Where our guest is in the same building, and I think we might do that again tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we're gonna do it twice this week because of it's just the energy of New York. You know what I mean? It's just easy. People can just pop by. They hop on the subway. They come down. It's no big deal.
I've been into community building lately, and this is a great.
So you're saying that your community building
case study?
I see.
Not unlike our case study for our on-screen talent for GQ's second annual Creativity Awards.
What is that?
Thursday.
What do you mean by that?
It means it'll be a case study to see if we have what it takes when that red light clicks on.
Okay. Well,
we're live on Instagram.
I think it depends on who it is. I'm not kidding. I ran into Dev Hines in Soho this afternoon with friend of the show Porches.
Musician Dev Hines.
And Dev Hines said, I was just emailing about you. And I was like, with who? He's like, they were asking me if I would talk to you and Jason on the red carpet. I said, yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Wow. So,
You
thought it was going to be a cease and desist.
I did. I was like, oh, this is bad. But he wrote...
You thought you got Momofuku'd, but no.
He wrote the music. I guess he wrote this piece that's going to go with the Marnie presentation that is a marching band, which is... He's like, bro, I wrote it. And I sent it to them. I ain't even really heard it.
It's the Million Marnie March. I can't wait for this. That's bad. Okay, well, it's cool to be in such an electric city.
Electric.
One of the more electric cities in the country, I would say. While all this is going on, I feel like this is a thing that I usually have to admire from afar.
You talking about the first warm day when everyone starts to dress a little differently?
Well, that plays a big part of it. But just whenever the Creativity Awards come around every year, the city stirs. It stirs like, you know, when you get the Vietnamese iced coffee or Thai iced, you know,
of course.
Condensed milk in the bottom. Shake it up as much as you want or as much as you don't want.
I don't drink those because they're disgusting. But
and then we have the earthquake combined with our solar eclipse. And that shook me spiritually.
Oh, we're going to talk about this lame ass eclipse. Don't worry.
But then, like you said, lastly, I got to be the very week where I arrived. It was cold as a bastard. I mean, to me, not to you, but it was like raining.
It wasn't good.
It was not, you know, temperatures in the 30s. I walk down today to come here. I saw a guy shirtless on the city bike.
Mm-hmm.
Sundress is out.
It's cool that Nolita Dirtbag was out.
Ass and titties is out.
Ass and titties is out. I was like, it's not going to be warm enough for ass and titties. And then, of course, Soho proved me wrong yet again.
And then you were the meme spitting out of cereal. It is warm enough for ass and titties.
But it was. I was sitting in the sun. I was sitting on the black steps in front of Equinox. And just roasting in the sun a little bit. And it was a motion picture.
Yeah, man. I love this fucking city. I just had a lunch at Thai Diner. I got a belly full of vegan coconut.
Eating gelato. Thai Diner. I've said this before. Eating Thai Diner for lunch is one of the most twisted things. I just can't fathom eating food like that for lunch.
I mean, I can't wait to get into this with our guest, who should be here soon enough. But I also sent a dish back because it was too salty. Isn't that something?
That feels racist.
I told Carolyn, like, can you do it? And then, you know, it was fine. I sent it back and they were totally...
What was the dish that had a little too much salt?
It was the pea shoots. The pea shoots were
notoriously salty. I mean, not, you know.
It was an umami bomb, but it was an Oppenheimer of umami. One bite and both me and my POC wife's palates were decimated.
Yeah. Okay, so they were happy to do that, and then when they brought it back, were the pea shoots less salty?
No. They said that, unfortunately, there's no real way to tweak it because it's just a mother sauce that they add to it.
So and this sounds
otherwise,
like a,
it'd just
this
be some...
Sounds
some,
like a you problem to me.
Many, many people would think that. But Carolyn, she agreed, and she's more of a salt-sensitive person than I am.
She agreed because she didn't want to rock the butt. She didn't want to piss you off at lunch.
No. She's more sensitive to salts than I am. And I'll go on record saying that.
So you're saying that they said, yeah, there ain't nothing we can do, white boy, and that was the end of that.
They said, do you want us to do an ultra paradiso cell, just lightly toss in some EVOO and a fresh squeeze of lemon, you little fucking bitch? And I said, no, I'm so sorry. So,
I mean, I've never sent a dish back in my entire life. You know that. I would never do that. I just thug it out.
I do it quarterly.
Like a man. I have too much respect for the restaurant community as well as the service people to kind of put them.
That's a flat out lie. That's a flat out lie. Can you give me the real reason?
No, honestly, I really do respect service people. I think that's like the hardest job there is. And I don't want to make that job harder. I'm dead serious.
Purple Heart, you ain't going to get an award for saying nothing. Come on, man.
I'm not looking for an award. There's plenty of people I don't respect, but the service industry I do.
Okay.
It's also because I've never done it because it's too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I know that I'm not built for being fucking...
You're not built for FOH or BOH.
I think FOH I could do if I was on Coke.
You with an iPad on Coke?
Oh my God, the power. The power. I'm like Ian Bradley at the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, so otherwise, what else is going on? What did I do last night? Yeah, I went to dinner at Frenchette. Delicious. Substack sent out a bottle of wine.
I saw that, but I saw that you posted that nasty dish there, the big ass thick penis looking asparagus with the mayonnaise on it.
The white asparagus. It was not mayonnaise. It was some other. Maybe it was like a light whipped hollandaise.
Oh, was it
maybe?
An aioli?
No. It was aerated, honey.
Okay, so that is one of the worst dishes I've ever tasted. But I know
you've had it before
with you. I've only been to that restaurant twice.
We've eaten that white asparagus
with
before
Ben Edgar.
Let's get right on
and
that.
I think Ben Edgar was like, "What is this?" And "What is this?" And you're like, "It's delicious."
Yeah, asparagus, a food that we all eat.
Asparagus is good. I don't need it slopped with mayo. Hollandaise is just mayo. I mean, come on. I'm not wrong.
Not false.
I'm not. I mean, it's not.
There's an egg.
Sure. I'm clear that it's different, but it's similar. Is my point.
I went to Restaurant King on King Street.
I think we talked about this,
but.
We didn't.
Well, maybe we didn't. But they had an asparagus that was served with a banya cauda, a red wine banya cauda that's mounted in butter.
What do you mean mounted? The fuck does that mean?
So the
throw a leg over it?
You slowly emulsify something with butter or a fat would be mounting it to where
I don't like that term. We need to figure something else out.
Why don't you like it? I think it's a good word.
It feels very dramatic for what's happening. Putting some stuff in a pan and mixing it up does not need to be mounting.
Yeah, is there a difference between emulsifying and mounting?
See, this is why we podcast. This is the point.
Hey, Jamie, could you Google pull that up, Jamie? Jamie's the name of the guy on Joe Rogan's podcast. Obviously, Chris and I know that, but just in case. Our listeners don't get that reference.
Some of our listeners probably get it.
More than we would like to think.
I went to Odeon last night with my homies from Copenhagen. The MF Penn guys were in town, and they
MF Penn Mad Villain 20th anniversary.
They were like, we got it when the bill came, and I was like, yeah, you sure? They're like, yeah, we got it. And then they look at it and they're like, why is this so cheap? And I was like, what do you mean?
Wait, where'd you go again?
Odeon. Oh, I was like, what do you mean? Why is it so cheap? And they're like, oh, it's because you didn't drink. And I'm like, how much have you been drinking? Like, what the fuck?
How much were they drinking?
They only had a couple. They had both had Martini, Negroni, and then Stella. So nothing crazy.
Oh, wow. Were we taking notes?
No.
Another martini and Negroni? Martini and Negroni, martini and Negroni.
No. One martini, one Negroni, one Stella. That's pretty light.
Okay. And then you just Venmo'd everyone? Split it eight ways?
But something did happen at the restaurant that I want to put out into the world because it's interesting. I was sent a bottle of sparkling water. And then when I asked the waitress who sent it, she said, they're gone already. And that's all the information I had. So it was a table of three women at Odeon last night that sent a bottle of sparkling water to our table, and they're unidentified, no note.
Wow. Okay, so there's the Amber Alert, there's the Silver Alert. What is a white girl? When white girls are unidentified?
Becky alert? What do we call it? I don't know. I don't know.
It's an acai alert.
But so I don't know. I mean, it was delicious, and I thank you for that. We sucked that water down. It was no problem. But
what bottle did this send?
It's green. It's actually got a cool label, but it's not Pellegrino. I can't remember. I think it's Italian. I can't remember the name of it. Okay. You've seen it before. It's not like super obscure.
Was it chilled? Or was it kind of
dry?
It
was ice cold. Mm-hmm. It was ice cold. But the server herself was very like kind of like very confused by the whole thing too. And I'm like, the confusing thing is that you don't know who it was. Like, what do you mean? Unless she was sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, I mean, what type of beverage it was, mildly confusing. It's funny, you know, bottle of water, they don't drink, they're sober. It's not that crazy to put together. But for that to happen, for somebody to send a bottle over and then you to get it, and then they would have had to do that and then run
they
out
might have told the server, wait till we leave.
Time release,
yeah.
A posthumous blessing.
You can't even lick off the time release. I couldn't just smash the bottle down and get the time release off.
Damn. So there's a 98% chance that one of these three Beckys is listening right now.
I mean, it's either somebody I know or somebody that listens to this podcast, or maybe if we're lucky, it's that intersection.
Ladies, I just want to say thank you for sending Chris a bottle.
No, it was delicious.
Green water.
I do appreciate it. So anyway, I had a
good night. What did you get at Odeon? Nice piece of fish?
Actually, I get a veggie burger there because it's kind of tough to get one here. It's not like LA where there's a veggie burger on every corner.
You got to go by Colonel for a nice veggie
burger. Jason went to Colonel yesterday, which is a...
Colonel like the corn, not like the chicken.
It's a new fast casual plant-based chain started by the genius behind the Chipotle franchises.
Yeah.
And you were relatively skeptical. And then he sent me a message being like, we got to go here. You're going to love this. It's delicious. And I'm in.
They revolutionized the veggie burger. They're like, this is basically our Boca. I look at it. It's in the shape of an Eggo waffle. It's been waffleized for structural integrity. You listening, Ben Edgar? It's a proprietary blend. It's on a Balthazar bun that's been modified to be vegan.
I was talking about this with some people yesterday, and they were like, well, what kind of veggie burger is it? And I'm like, I think it's a proprietary vegetable blend, not some sort of like fake meat or meat substitute.
Proprietary.
And everyone agrees that I think we're coming back around to proprietary vegetable.
Yeah.
We don't want the beyond.
Yeah, the impossible is taking a hit right now.
Impossible is the best case in that. Beyond is disgusting. Is passable.
We're still having a tough time with chickens right now. I think the beef burger patty sub, I think, is going back to like a veggie burger, black bean patty, whatever. I think the chicken is still in a wheat protein kind of world. The Yuba space is murky right now. I don't need to tell you that.
So were you able to try the fried chicken sandwich at Colonel?
So good. Loved it.
Okay. And were there fries?
Thrice fried crispy potatoes.
Okay.
That when you get a crispy fry to go.
Yeah.
You put it in the to go thingy by the time it gets to your house.
A little soggy.
Beyond soggy. These ones, they come in a little thing. They're perforated lid. Like you just got some crickets from the pet store to feed your lizard.
Thank you for referencing something I do.
45 minutes later, still crunchy.
You know, it's funny. I had a strange potato.
It might be a proprietary potato as well.
At Jean Georges Tin Building on Sunday at the egg place, double yolk. I ordered the hash brown, and the hash brown came out, and it's just like it looks like a ruler.
Okay.
Like it's just it's a nice 12-inch potato cube. It was so strange.
Okay, I need the exact. Okay, so 12 inches long. How 1 inch wide?
The girth was minimal. I would say 1 inch to
was
two.
Was it flat like a ruler?
It had a little heft to it. So it was a 3D object.
It would have had.
Yeah. Okay. It was a 3D object, and I was like,
it's a long square.
It's like I can't eat a banana in public. You think I can eat this? Like this is crazy.
Did you play it like a flute? How'd you handle it? You eat it like
I
a
was
corn
able
on the cob?
To knife and fork it.
A real man, corn in a cob.
No, I knife and forked it.
Break it in half over the knee.
I had to beat the allegations. I had to eat it with a knife and fork.
Did you use catsup?
I did use some catsup.
You know, I was talking. And we'll get to our guests because at Colonel they make their own ketchup there as well,
and it was actually good.
And they dared to dupe the Heinz 57, an impossible task, and they did not nail the flavor. I believe is there. The viscosity is okay. Is not there. It's a little liquidy, but the secret ingredient, clove.
Well, thank God.
I may have to bleep that out.
Thank God they have enough. The Chipotle money is so long, they can keep working on this recipe and get it right.
Yeah, I think the overarching idea is Chipotle, you can have it your way. And then I think, much like the burger coming back, we're saying, you know what? No subs, no mods.
Okay.
We're entering a no substitutions, no modifications. This is.
I thought you were talking about Reddit, but you're saying at a restaurant. Okay.
No substitutions, no modifications. Are you gluten free? Suck my dick.
I like that. I think we should get them all out of here because everybody's a liar. All right, we do have a guest today, and this is the first time in how long on history that we've recorded with a guest in the same room.
It's basically episode zero.
It's episode. So David Cho, a friend of the show, a part of the How Long Gone universe, I would say, and he's right now in promo mode because he's launching a new application for the Apple iPhone, Android, iPad called Postcard.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's no longer in album mode. He's in
launch
in
mode.
Mode.
His hair is braided again. He looks good. He's back.
yeah. And I've podcasted with him many times, and I think this is maybe our third or fourth time getting in the ring together. Always a fun time. He's a great oil to our vinegar. In terms of mounting, so I look forward to having a spirited chat with him about Chili Crunch and so many other things.
I'm vinegar, that's for sure. All right, David Cho, thank you for joining us.
Korea World is a new cookbook written by Dookie Hong and friend of the show Matt Rodbard, the New York Times best-selling authors of the book Koreatown.
Korea World is a vibrant exploration of the evolution of Korean cuisine, both in Korea and in Korea towns across the United States, with more than 75 bold, flavor-packed recipes and stunning photography.
The authors take an inside look at the exciting evolution of Korean food through stories of chefs, home cooks, as well as recipes that are shaping modern Korean cuisine.
The book begins in Seoul, where the barbecue scene is pushing into new territory and where the city's third wave coffee culture is exploding.
The tour continues with late-night food adventures in Los Angeles, my hometown, and stops into the kitchens of innovative chefs from New York City to Portland, who are putting modern spins on Korean classics.
Recipes include giant short ribs, whole fried smash rockfish, and pineapple kimchi fried rice.
I'm sad I didn't get to name the foods and you did. Korea World is essential reading for anyone curious about the future of food.
Available wherever books are sold.
This episode of How Long Gone is brought to you by Babbel. I fancy myself a trilinguist myself, but it usually only applies when I'm ordering food in restaurants. So, you know, I'm picking up Babbel so I can have some more conversational Spanish, Vietnamese, and other languages. I feel like everyone knows the food stuff, but, you know, taking an extra step in case you're in a situation when you're traveling, you're in the hills of Oaxaca, you don't have service for your little Google Translate shit. Learn it the old-fashioned way with Babbel.
Do the work. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/howlong. Get 55% off. That's more than half at babbel.com/howlong, spelled babbel.com/howlong. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That 50% off discount is great, as I am unfortunately fluent in broken knees. For our ad break, we have David Cho in the building. How the hell are you, Chief? I see you have a bucket hat on right
now.
That
was fucking tortuous.
Tortuous?
So I got here at the time that you told me to get here-ish.
Yeah.
Or a little early, and you guys are like, oh, we still have to record the intro. Just sit here and don't say anything while you guys are just saying the most wild shit. Also, it's fucking crazy that while you guys record, you look deeply into each other's eyes in a way that made me feel like, should I leave? Like, you guys are making...
Don't give our gay audience
more. What am I supposed to look at? The wall?
Yeah, I don't know, but
that's what all podcasters do.
Listen, the stare that you were giving was very, like, third date, like, I gotta get this done tonight sort of vibe.
That's how I feel about How Long Gone. We gotta get it done.
I don't know what you're talking
about,
David.
I was holding back many things I want to say.
Thank you.
The first thing about
so
the
courteous.
So the Chipotle guy.
Did it feel like Smartless where you're listening to the intro and you want to get in, you want to jump into the double Dutch, but you can't?
Motherfucker, you know I've never heard Smartless.
Jason's the only person in this room who's heard Smartless.
Yeah, I do listen to it.
So the Chipotle guy is super rich, like crazy rich, because he sold Chipotle twice. Once to McDonald's, he got it back and then sold it again when he left. He has this townhouse
Speaking
in the West
McDonald's
Village.
It's really like, get on that mic. Sorry.
Like West Village, Chelsea, mm-hmm. where there's a pool inside the townhouse.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's fucking nuts.
You tell me the guy who owns Chipotle is rich?
How old?
I'm going to sit down.
Rich.
How old? Give me a number, chief.
How old is he?
I don't have that net worth on me.
How old is he?
I want I you to like approximate. 50 something. Approximate.
Okay. Does he have wife and kids and stuff?
That I don't know, but I
Chris really wants to know if the guy
if
who
single?
Created. If,
yeah,
yeah,
do I have a chance? No, I just wonder. I'm just trying to get a lay of the land on this guy.
Honestly, is there a bee in it? Is it a Billy?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I went to the house one time and it was.
See, you know, Cho only has rich friends. Mm-hmm. He's slumming it with us.
I mean, motherfucker, I'm friends with you.
That's what I said. You're slumming it. But I'm saying, why were you at the Chipotle billionaire's house? What kind of teenagers
friend
were over there?
How much of this do we keep in? You're not editing this at all?
Zero editing.
That was just a simple.
You know, it's good because I.
Epstein so, joke. So it had nothing to do with you.
I can't listen to How Long Gone because we're so close. And like, it's tough to hear your friends do something where it's like performative.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine.
And so
three
I
episodes
listen.
A week too.
This isn't performative. This is real life, baby.
But a lot of our mutual friends or friends of mine who you guys don't even know listen. And they're like, they mentioned you. And since the one time I had to have you edit something out, I now just have them tell me what you said. Because I'm like, listen, I can't trust. Do you not remember when you had to edit something out about me?
I do.
I mean, I'll say it now that I can defend myself here that you're obviously making a joke, but like...
No, it's fine. We can move on. But I remember it a little bit.
I don't remember.
I don't remember what it was, but I remember you being like serious about
well,
it.
Well, the person who's an investor told me, they're like, hey, they said this about you. Like, what does this mean? And I was like, so what happened was you were told...
Oh, wait, yes.
Yeah.
So Joe said, you're playing with my money.
You were... So you guys were
this
talking
so
about
funny.
Something and somehow as a non sequitur, because like you guys know that I'm a very like kind of like I of the three of us, I'm a more I don't know how to put like probably more like adult-ish person out of the three of us.
Sure. Yeah.
And so you were like, oh, Cho something.
You have more in
3,000 and
Jason
you,
forgot about Gawkgate.
And so to you, that's funny because it's like, because
it's,
no,
it's
because,
funny.
Yeah, it's funny
sorry,
to us.
Sorry, to everyone but you. It's
well, no,
funny.
It's funny to us because we know me and we're like, of course, that's not something that I would say.
I love we know me.
But like the listeners, like I would say 95% of listeners don't know me. And so it's just like when a stranger hears it, it's not the thing I need associated with me is
yeah.
Gawk, Gawk.
You don't want that on your
SEO. Well, you were
SEO.
Saying, I was saying Gawk, Gawk 3000. And I think it's important to clarify that I'm not saying Gawk, Gawk 3000 ever. This is the
this
first
is,
time I've ever said Gawk, Gawk 3000.
This is one of the stupidest things that we've ever done. I remember this being like, I remember you, because you had to type it out. And I was like, oh yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, again, I'm not saying it's not funny for us.
So one of your money guys was like, what does gawk gawk mean?
No, and he you was had just to... like, he was like, did you really say that? Like, he was just like, wanted me to clarify what it
But he
happened.
Was having fun with you. He's not like, I'm going to pull my money.
No, of course not. But it's like, who the fuck knows who else is listening to this little podcast? Mm-hmm. You guys are big now. It's not the same.
Unfortunately, I find out all the time that people are listening to this podcast when I say something that they don't like. So.
Do people still do that to you?
I mean, not really, but
I think everyone has an expectation of sort of the Chris Black voice, as it were.
No, but if we mention like a business or something, like it's, you know what I mean? It's usually something like that. It's more of a business than a person.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, not that. Fuck that.
I mean, it's happened many times for many businesses.
Yeah, but I think that usually it's positive.
People don't realize that you're just like the softest, nicest guy in the world.
Jason is. I agree. He's so sweet.
No, I mean, like, honestly, like, Chris Black, it's a common misconception that Chris Black is some sort of like tough, mean dickhead. Mm-hmm. And like the reality is he is maybe the most generous, like sweetest, like.
Yeah. And I am generous.
Yeah, no, Chris is honestly like people don't realize he's the sweetest guy of all time.
But I don't think that it's people get confused that when you don't like stuff that you're not.
Well,
you
could, also.
Well, maybe.
You're an infamous keyboard ninja. You know, it's like your Twitter voice is the most. insufferable shit of all time.
Okay, maybe he's not the sweetest guy of all time, but in comparison to his misconception, like he's a normal baseline sweet guy, but because everyone thinks he's such a dick, it makes him seem even sweeter than he actually is.
I think you and I are very nice people. Chris is more considerate than even the three of us. Out of the three of us, I think. He's the most considerate out of the three.
No one gives a gift like CB.
Well, he's just like always thinking about others, and he's always like, oh, this would be nice to do for this person. And
guys, I'm getting choked up.
You know, love is a verb to Chris.
I wish I had that muscle in my body, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have much muscle in your body, so that is an issue.
Oh, no. Don't you backpedal now, Chris.
Jason, have you not been working on your gains?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I could pump every day. He's always going to make a joke
He's doing the thing that all people do when they visit New York. I've been walking so much.
But he has been. He's walking to and from your house every day.
Did you say you walked from Soho to Times Square?
That's right.
That's a haul.
Speaking of it, it's crazy that you wouldn't let us record the most beautiful at the Edition Times Square today.
I just didn't want to go up there. It's not personal.
When we saw the room and we saw the neon of Times Square shining into the room, I wanted to be in there so bad. I thought it would be so fun for us.
Well, I'm sure you can, Jason, you'd be happy to invite Cho to the hotel, right?
Yeah, just give me a little notice so I can have the room kind of freshened up beforehand.
Just like, and then
he has to replace the intimacy kit before you come over. So it's
afterwards we can like stand out on the balcony like Entourage New York style. Congratulatory cheers of water.
That part I like because it's like every episode of the Joe Budden podcast, they take a photo on like the balcony with the water behind them.
Isn't it the same people every time?
Yeah, but they take a photo every time. I think actually, you know what? I think they have guests often, but it's on Patreon, so I don't.
You listen every day.
I listen to it every time it comes out. Yeah,
you don't. But you're not subscribed to the Patreon.
No,
that's surprising. No. I would think you would.
I don't subscribe to any Patreons. I subscribe to several Substacks. No Patreons.
Why?
What's
the difference?
Optics.
Not even optics. I just don't want to use it. I don't.
But you don't have if you subscribe. God, this is stupid. If you subscribe to the Joe Budden Patreon, they'll give you a podcast feed. They'll show up in your podcast reader or.
I know, but I think that the real benefits of the Joe Budden Patreon are not that. You know what I mean? I think it's like a fucking Discord and a video and all the stuff that I don't care about.
All right.
But speaking of the Joe Budden podcast, I have a little bone to pick with you.
Yeah, please tell me.
You're on the wrong side of history once again.
With what?
By siding with the softest tissue in the box, Jermaine Cole, on his beef. And I just don't, as a person who thinks Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole are both lame, it's shocking to back down like a bitch on stage. Whether he's right or wrong, it's a crazy thing to do.
To me, and this is funny coming from you, because I consider you to sort of be the J. Cole of our big three. You know what I mean? Like,
that is bullshit.
You mean I'm low-key
beasting and I do crazy streaming and I'm rich, but I just keep it quiet?
Yeah, and very white.
Good point. Okay, good point.
No, but like to me, it's like I like the fact, and like I'll stand by this, I like the fact that he... Like, I get it. It's like for rap beef in all the air quotes, it's bad. But like, he's like, I did this thing because other people wanted me to do it. And I regret having done it because that's not what I'm about. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
Pressure.
Yeah, just like to do something because other people want you to is a lame reason to do something.
I think, though, let's just peel back the layer here. Is it possible
that he
did it and then everybody made fun of him, and then he was like, oh, wait, no, I don't mean it.
No, because
it was
really
clowned immediately.
I don't think he actually has any beef with Kendrick. You know what I mean? Because if that was the case, he would have walked back so many other things. I think he genuinely just likes Kendrick, felt like everyone was like, you have to go with this guy for throwing a stray your way. And he's like, why the fuck are you doing this?
Undertaker doesn't want to chokeslam the Rock.
The fucked up part about all this is Drake's the real winner. That's what's so funny about it. He's the richest. He's the biggest. And these guys are going to argue with each other and apologize. And he's just counting money up in Toronto. It seems like a win for Drake.
I would say that Drake apologizes.
To women? I'm sure if he
there's a nice note in the care package.
I'm sure if he scuffed Chubb's Jordans, he would apologize. But I don't think he's like...
It's an apology ting. Yeah.
Man's them?
But also Drake is quite soft to himself. You know?
I'm curious to see what he does.
Oh, Drake's very soft, but Drake like plays into that and like sings R&B songs. J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar are like lyrical miracle. I rap guys. That's the difference.
OVO Chris is really tapped into the.
I don't think Drake's cooler. Drake's cooler than they are, but he's
is he?
Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole are deeply lame.
I mean,
deeply.
I like Drake, but I would say I think Kendrick is weirdly cooler than Drake.
I would agree that Kendrick is cooler than Drake.
Sorry, guys. He's lame.
I mean, it's a
no
race
one's made
to the
Martine
bottom
Rose
for me.
Look worse. What?
It's a race to the bottom for me. And no, there's
yeah,
no,
true, true, fair.
But
I just think relative to those others.
But I've
two.
Never thought in my life to put on Kendrick Lamar music, ever. I've never put on a Kendrick Lamar song. I've heard it on the radio. I've heard it in the grocery store. I would never go into iTunes and type that in.
You heard Humble at the grocery store?
Yeah. I would never. Like, I just don't think it's music people actually listen to.
No. Are you kidding? People love Damn. People, like, it's like, that is an album
people
that people.
Yeah, yeah, no. But I'm saying, like, I don't think.
He has hits, too. Not
yeah,
on
he
his
has
great,
hits.
My baby's first words were Damn.
He does have hits. There's no arguing he has hits. But he's, it's all very, like. I mean, giving him a Pulitzer Prize is laughable. I mean, that's insane. But like,
who would you rather have received it?
Anyone. Anyone. Not a musician, first
what
and
about,
foremost.
What about Joseph Hussein Biden? Would you rather he get one first?
No. Not, okay. No, definitely not Joseph Hussein anyone. Biden.
Chris is a Hunter guy. We know that through and through.
Hunter is the only guy who could lead this country. And I don't want to be the one to say it. Michelle Obama or Hunter Biden. Those are the only two people that can beat Trump.
Oh, that's cool. A woman. I love this. I love. See, this is what I'm saying.
Hunter couldn't run a GameStop, brother.
Yeah, Hunter can't do shit.
I think Michelle Obama is the only person that could beat Trump. That's real talk. But she's too busy making podcasts. You get it.
She does appear a lot.
You pointed at Jason as though the reason Jason is currently not running for president
Jason
is because
be,
of the podcast.
Jason could be at least a local councilman if he wasn't making the podcast.
You're making me feel like Kamala again.
he could be on the school board of Glendale if he wasn't doing this.
I've thought about it.
I could honestly see you getting into local politics and succeeding.
What are you saying?
I could.
What politics?
I'm literally like a city councilman.
I'm a MOP, man of the people.
Yeah, he
can
do
what,
it.
I say what needs to be said.
Yeah.
I work well with women, men, non-binary people, races of all types.
Mm-hmm.
I have not
sexually. He means work.
I'm at the end of the day, I'm a good person. I believe in what's right. And you could also probably have a beer with me.
He's also Benno.
Comparing to everyone else in politics and in Congress and the Senate.
He's tall and white.
What the fuck are you guys talking about right now?
I'm not saying
he's going to Washington. I'm saying he's getting a low level.
You think we're talking to the next councilman of Glendale?
Yes, that's what I mean. I think that's not out of the question. He's old enough.
Like he shows up in a picture holding Bean or something?
Yes, he's old enough. He's married. Sam Jane could do amazing artwork for the campaign. Mm-hmm. Jason can speak well in front of a crowd.
Sam is the Shepherd Fairy to Jason's Obama.
He's Jason's Shepherd Fairy.
we're gonna see a poster with Bean across the top.
We need to make a Shepherd Fairy style poster of Jason like the Obama one. That's a good idea.
Do you hear that meme Instagram account?
That's a good idea.
I think seven people just started making it right now.
But I do think Jason. I honestly think he could be on the school board or something.
I want to have like a
the parentless the guy who's on the school board.
I feel like that's happened before.
All right.
I think the only thing keeping me from DC is I just got to get my stretched ears repaired. Once that happens,
because as soon as Jason puts a suit on, like a regular suit,
yeah,
he goes narc real quick, and
they can't see the tats.
Yeah,
but
tats
know,
are covered up, and
the
he
Rolly
but he
covers
think
it
about,
up.
Think about him going and having a beer with Joe Sixpack somewhere in Iowa. You know, for the
wait. So now he's out of Glendale and he's running for president in Iowa.
Well, no, I'm saying it. Yeah,
I feel like Kyle Rittenhouse is running for some.
So
type
you think
of political
like Mr.
office?
Stewart's going to Washington?
Does it sound crazy?
Yes, I know Jason very well, and I have the utmost respect for him. I don't think he should be running.
Listen
what
to
the
this
fuck are we talking about right now?
Jealous ass bitch is what we're talking about. You want to be
okay?
A politician
first of all,
yeah, there
so
ain't
bad.
Never been a Korean president. I
hey,
wonder why.
Jealous ass hoe.
Did you just fucking dab?
He
you
dabbed,
think we're gonna have a dabbing president?
He did a one-arm dab.
Why the
dab.
Fuck are you dabbing now? Chris
Wait,
just dabbed too.
Listen to this, Judge Stewart. Get out of my court, Joe.
Objection.
Be gone.
No, I don't. I think this is something that we could workshop, but as his campaign manager, and I've just hired you as head speechwriter, I think we could make some waves because I think politics needs disruption, much like the plant-based fast food.
Do you want me to clean up Koreatown or Little Tokyo first? You might want to think about who you are on the good side of, brother.
That's
I mean,
right.
Koreatown, obviously. I'm
yeah, I know. I know. I would hate to clean up.
Well, I'm glad we had 10
historic
minutes on
Filipino town instead.
politics Jason. That's cool.
Well, the thing is, he's apolitical, and that's what we need right now. We need somebody who's...
Why the fuck are you still pushing this agenda?
Because I'm
trying to segue out of this.
This is something I've just thought of. And
I'm basically the Ralph Nader of Glendale.
And I'm leaning in.
He didn't win.
I'm never going to win.
It doesn't matter. He could go Ross Perot mode. He's got big ears. It'd
and I
great.
Can do corporates.
You think you're going to be the next RFK?
Bro,
start doing push-ups on the gram.
That voice is the least presidential thing a person could have. Like, you could have a face tattoo, and I would rather vote for you.
He's
than
got
that
David
voice.
Beckham syndrome.
Yeah.
Would you rather vote for Hillary?
Come on.
Or yes, RFK? Of course.
Are you talking about somebody who eats children? I could never. That's crazy. That's crazy.
You want to vote for somebody who eats children or who sounds like they're eating children right now?
Like currently eating a child. I got some in my teeth back here. I mean, the fact that he's married to
Cheryl
is...
It's wild.
It's wild because it's like, I see a picture of... It's like, what was that picture? It was Tim Dillon, RFK.
Cheryl
and Dasha. Anna. Or Anna. Anna from Red Scare. And I'm like, it's crazy that this, like... Do you think Cheryl believes? Or you think Cheryl's like, this is my husband and he's a Kennedy, so fuck it.
I have no idea.
I think that she used to not be on board. And then I think it started getting a little real. And then she realized, like... She hit the fork in the road where you either got to lay down or be down.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And she said,
she said, you know what? Curbs
she
over.
She said, jump me in.
She said, curbs over, so I got nothing going on. Yeah, so yeah, I might as well just hit the campaign trail.
First lady could look good on her, you know?
Yeah, because she looks more presidential than him, that's for sure.
You know who would love you becoming politics, Jason? Carolyn. She'd fucking love it.
Yeah, she's a power whore.
You can't be...
Lady Macbeth over there.
There's not really first
Lady
ladies.
Lady Macbeth.
There's not really first ladies of local government.
Oh, there
but,
will be now.
Oh, I see.
Why not?
The Chanel suit's ready.
She'll change the game. Mm-hmm. Babe, we have another fundraiser tonight. Come on. We got to get ready. We got to go.
You think we can just get to Malibu in a half an hour? Wow, okay.
We got to get a dog sitter. Gavin Newsom. We have lunch with Gavin Newsom at Malibu House. Ooh. We got to get down here.
Imagine me expensing my dog sitter to my local taxpayers.
That's literally why Trump's being indicted right now. The thing you're talking about
is Jason's going into office.
So this is so good that you're telling me this beforehand so I don't get in trouble, and for you to offer your sort of advising to me is really sick.
Thanks, David Cho does not endorse this message. I can wholeheartedly say.
Well, one thing I know you do endorse, the nice. Clips.
I do love the Eclipse. I thought you said the rap group Clips. I was like, I also endorse
he's
the Eclipse.
He's a known Pusha T apologist.
You know, it's a friend of a little FOP.
I love Clips actually. They're some of the greats.
Okay, let's move away from rap.
Okay.
No more rap. We're gonna up to the sky.
Sorry, Cho's wearing Jordans, so I can't help it.
So Cho, oh wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's got the Air Force on.
What are these embroideries on the knee? Those are nice.
I told Chris I wore pants to piss
him off. He has some women's jeans on that are
no, that's not true. You know that's not. Chris told me I actually like those
pants. I
do
like them. They look good on you.
I wore them to upset Chris. And
are those some rosettes? What brand is effect. That?
It's this guy. He was embroidering Levi's and Nikes for a while. This guy, okay. Ben, and then he had bent gable knits, and so these are some jeans.
Shout out to him.
Okay,
but yeah. So what's
okay? So you. So obviously, we all experienced the eclipse yesterday in our own separate ways. Do you want us to tell us how we experienced it, and then you can?
No,
you
I'm going to tell people how he experienced it.
Oh, okay.
And I will start. I was at Cafe Integral, and somebody I know walked in with the glasses, forced me to go outside and look. Mm-hmm. It was, of course, mediocre and not exciting in any way. Mm-hmm. I went back inside, finished my conversation.
Did you see a crescent?
I saw it, and I was like, cool.
Okay. Did you look with the glasses or without?
With the glasses. I'm not. Look, don't do that. How did you look, Jason?
No, I did not look.
Even
at it.
Cooler.
Well, what I did, I felt the weight of the cosmic energy down on me, and it told me it's time to physically lay down.
Well, because you're closer
down.
To the moon than we
That's
are.
A good point. That's a good point. He's basically eating the moon. So you took a nap.
I slept. I felt the overwhelming urge to take a nap at the same exact time, which I learned later on was the right thing to do.
I'm glad you checked your co-star afterwards.
Stop, drop, and roll, and brace yourself for the cosmic impact of 10,000 full moons.
So our guest, David Cho, he was so excited to see the moon in front of the sun for a little while that he...
I don't know about that voice.
Got on a plane, paid his own money, got on a plane, and flew to one of the worst cities in North America, Montreal, to because it's in the better sight line.
Like, okay, first of all, it's in the total
it's
in the path of totality.
Oh my and God! Stop with your religious shit. Okay,
the path of totality. Can you agree that the name is a little dramatic?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, nerds named it for sure.
I love like Path of Totality. When they were on tour with Despair, they were sick.
It's very Vision of Disorder.
It's very hardcore band.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm into it though, but it's I will say it's the same thing as the Arctic river or the atmospheric river. Like, we're not calling it a rainstorm anymore. It's now an atmospheric river.
Yes.
We're not calling it.
Is that the, some LA shit? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it was. But it was like real. It was like they were saying on TV.
They're naming things with more sensationalized names, like the path of
totality.
The totality.
It's pretty fucking nuts. Like, those. Do you know what it is, Chris?
What? The path of totality? Yeah,
do you know what actually happens?
Nope.
So, in New York, the moon only covered some of the sun.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with how the moon and the sun work?
Only
the
somewhat.
The moon rotates around us. We all collectively rotate around the sun.
Yeah, I don't care. Go ahead.
So then, what happened?
Don't worry. Just you don't have to say any words.
Just keep explaining space to me, dork.
I love how mad you are at education. Information.
Nothing gets Chris heated like NASA.
Yes. Oh. That is true. It's the merch. The merch really bothers him so much.
That's how much he's connected to Garmin sales.
I think space exploration is one of the dumbest things that this country has ever... Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Because Chris is a closed-minded king.
Going on the moon and putting a flag, you think we really did that? Come on now.
Now that I believe that is
doesn't
true.
Sound it sounds a little far-fetched to me.
I believe that you went to Montreal and saw an eclipse. We obviously didn't land on the moon, but
did you watch the eclipse at Joe Beef, or were you out in the street somewhere?
Oh baby. Okay, so other parts of the world you're able to partially see it, but then there's a path
that runs in which the entire thing is covered, and it legitimately drops 20 degrees, and you're like, it's not dark, but it's like
darker.
Significantly darker. But it's also like when the sun goes down and the sun rises, like dusk and dawn, where the sun is on the side, right? So like there's a very specific like golden hour that you're familiar with as a production guy now. There's like
I'm an amateur shutter bug. I have the app, okay?
It's similar to Visco. No, like it's essentially... The sun like goes down, right?
Yeah.
But this time the sun is right above you and the moon covers it. So it's like, it's almost like someone just turns down the darkness of everything around you, but it's still light out. And it's genuinely fucking nuts. And then
sounds like a fucking winter day in Sweden. I don't know.
When you look up also, you literally with your eye can see like a ring where the sun is.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking nuts. And then all the animals go quiet and start freaking the fuck out because they're like, why is it dark randomly in the middle of the day?
Mm.
And for like 5 minutes, it just stays in this weird dusk, like this weird darkness that's very confusing, and you're like, holy shit, we are so much smaller than, you know,
David Attenborough voice. Okay,
you just made it worse than I thought it was.
No, well, you said it dropped 20 degrees, like
that's
temperature.
Probably,
no, genuinely 20 degrees.
Because maybe in Montreal.
No, because the sun is not like sun's
how,
not giving
how instantaneous
work.
Was the temp drop?
I hope
off.
You had your jowned puffer.
It's like over the course of like 30 minutes where you really start to feel the drop.
Okay, where were you?
I was there because my friends were making a movie and we were at their set and then we stepped outside.
Huh.
Wow. What's this? Huh?
Well, it's just interesting because you made it sound like, oh, I was going to see this fucking, oh my God, once in a lifetime. But I know your Hollywood ambitions are showing. That's all.
Listen, I have no ambitions. I love the moon. I love phenomena.
I love the moon. I love
phenomena. Okay.
I mean, I'm a famous lover of phenomena. Also, I do like to go somewhere for a thing. Like, I think something like that is really interesting because it's also, we're not going to have the chance to see that in North America.
Yeah, bro,
I'll
go fly to see The Cure play at the Forum.
Bro,
I'm a
you
normal
fly
person.
Anywhere. You wouldn't come to Times Square to record a podcast.
I fly places all the time. I'm flying to Dubai on Monday to work out.
Yeah, for fitness. Okay, that's the one thing we'll travel for.
No,
fitness.
I'll travel for music or fitness.
Okay.
I'm going to Nashville just to see Waxahachie at the Ryman. I'm flying there to see that.
Yeah, going to Montreal for Path of Totality is the same as that.
Except it's not, because that is not cool. And music is cool.
Depends on who's making the music. Waxahachie is cool, though. I have a question, though. I'm a big Waxahachie fan. Would you go to space if it was for a working out in space article for a magazine.
Yeah, what if they find out that working out
you're going to Dubai for a fitness.
Working out in zero gravity, like, I don't know, whatever, peptides, gains, whatever the fuck
you
do. Yeah,
I would definitely do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so what's the fucking problem?
Printing Street Saturn?
If I was paid, I mean, I don't... Space exploration and travel is a waste of time and money because it doesn't affect... It doesn't matter.
What if it affects your BMI?
This is a real question, Avery. What is your ideal life?
Let's go pay some bills.
I'm pretty close to it now. It's just with less...
But walk me through. Walk me through like what some of the stats of your ideal life.
This episode of How Long Gone is brought to you by Booking.com. Booking.yeah. From cozy bed and breakfast to trendy boutique hotels, with so many choices across the beautiful United States of America, you can book whoever you want to be. That can look like booking a 5-star hotel to indulge your luxury side, that's me, or booking a remote cabin in the woods to explore your adventurous side.
So spring has sprung, the sun is out, the sun is shining, I can't wait to get to New York. Check out booking.com for your ideal hotel or vacation home, no matter where you go in the U.S.
Booking.yeah.
Book whoever you want to be on booking.com. Booking.yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding, like a dog. You know, you have a great head of hair, Jason. Can you speak on this?
Yeah, you hear this? That's my thick Nutrafol bottle shaking in there. You open up the lid, a little ASMR. It says, keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
It says that on the inside of the lid. Motivational. The pills look like a classic turmeric supplement. So it'll be familiar going down your mouth, but it doesn't have that sting of turmeric.
Mm.
What it does have is the sting of visibly thicker, healthier hair.
Let's go. Yeah. So if you have any hair thinning, shedding, or any other hair issues, Nutrafol has a proactive approach. And it has been known to improve hair growth, decrease shedding, add visible thickness. And it's a clinically effective formula. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off the first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code HOWLONG. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code HOWLONG. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code HOWLONG. We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on. I compromise every day, Jason, as you know, because that's kind of part of being a good friend and partner.
Oh, wow.
I am forced to keep food in my refrigerator against my will because my wife demands it. But when it comes to your health, Jason, there's absolutely no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, or their crossword puzzles just because they're available right now or because they take your slightly sketchy insurance. I know you have sketchy insurance, Jason. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and most importantly, prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance. So literally no compromises here, because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. All these doctors are real, with verified reviews from actual patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists near you, or if you want to book one far away from you, that's your decision. Go to ZocDoc.com/howlong and download ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That is ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/howlong. ZocDoc.com/howlong.
I don't really know. I mean,
what is refrigerator KPIs? Full of water.
Refrigerator full of water.
Okay.
Bank account full of money.
Okay.
Head full of knowledge.
What?
I don't know.
Sounds like someone wants to go to Turkey.
This sounds like a J. Cole verse.
Wait, so it was...
Turn me up, Jason.
But let's say you have this bank account full of money. What are you spending it on?
Probably living in hotels, flying.
But flying where? Because you going don't to want dinner? To go anywhere.
Yes, I do. I love going places.
Where do you want to go? You actually hate going places.
No, I don't.
We talk about it all the time. Like, you're somewhere, and then you're like, fuck, I hate being here. Sometimes you hit me one-on-one in our private chat, which is a more emotional space, and you're like, I fucking hate this, which I get because we're friends and like I'm there for you. But like, what the fuck do you want?
I think I would... I think I...
Because you don't like going places.
Yeah, I do like going places. Don't tell me I don't like going places when I like going places.
Like where?
Like, I love going to anywhere in Europe, really. We're going to Tbilisi. I'm going to Dubai. I loved Australia.
Do you love going to the Tuscan countrysides of Italy?
No. That's what I don't
we
like.
We had fun
boring
in Tuscany.
Shit. Of course we had fun in Tuscany. It's his wedding. Of course we're going to have fun.
Do you like anywhere in Italy but Milan?
No.
Okay.
No. Milan is amazing. I'd go to Milan. I'd go to London. Paris is not for me, but everywhere else, I'm in.
I also like Milan.
I'm in.
Okay.
And I would stay at the nicest hotel.
Okay.
And I would go to dinner. I would see friends, get a coffee, go
hotel
to the gym.
Hotel with the gym, obviously.
But I do all that stuff now just on a lower financial level.
Well, you feel the financial burden a little bit more.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. My life is engineered. I've worked it out. It's pretty good.
Do you actually know what would be good for your life? This lifestyle that you're explaining right now?
What?
The new app and website postcard.
You know what? Let's put a pin in that. So I had a couple follow-ups.
Did you just set me up to go promo mode?
You talked about... No, I really do want to talk about postcard. I was just kidding. You said money, knowledge, and what was the other one?
What was it? Water?
Fitness or water?
Is it any water, money, and knowledge?
Water, money, knowledge. We also have forgotten about two things that you probably aren't going to say. Power and respect.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't...
I think those are...
Do you think Chris cares about power?
Power, I like. Yes. Respect, I don't really care.
I don't think of Chris as a power guy.
I'm not a power guy.
Yeah. Chris is a power guy.
Really? What's your example? What's an example you can share with the class about
please.
Chris and power?
He wants to be able to crush other people. David,
I crush other people.
Yeah, that's true.
I think as much shit as Chris talks, I don't think there's ever been a situation where he's really wanted to crush someone.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm not like fucking stepping on necks.
Yeah, because you're a fucking
like
sweetheart,
Michael Ovitz.
I think it would be a reactionary thing.
No,
like if somebody crossed him, he would like to be able.
No,
to have
I would
the
like
power.
To see. I would like to see our competition suffer.
I see you in pictures with your competition all the time.
I've never
keep your
been
enemies close.
I've never been pictured with Smartless ever. I don't know those guys at all. never met them.
Yes, yeah, you don't have any pictures of you and Barack Obama.
I don't want to
have Bill Clinton. I've only got a picture of Bill Clinton.
Okay, let's talk about P-Card.
Okay, you want to talk about P-Card?
Yeah, so postcard, we should talk about this.
An hour in, we
how
should
much
talk
money
about
did
the
you
thing
raise?
I'm here.
Okay, so elevator pitch us this app idea and we'll kind of see shark style if this is going
to
work or not.
I mean, I'm kind of good because I'm not in the business of pitching to broke boys, as it were, but...
I don't invest in startups because most of them don't work out, but I'd love to hear your idea.
HowLongGone.com is the website. we're on tour.
I miss Uber,
soon.
You know, and ever since then, I just haven't been able to do
I
it.
I slept through chance Sweet Green.
No. Investing in anything is almost dumb all the time. It rarely works out.
I mean, that's true. Statistically, he's right.
It just rarely works out. I mean, I think it's if you have the bread and it's fun, like, sure. It's gambling. Why not? You know?
The premise of Postcard is essentially like we have like this massive database where we're aggregating all this information on the internet from, you know, experts like yourself, brands like the Voxes and New York Mags and Eaters and Condé Nast.
I love brands. Thank you for that.
HBO's Rimowa. As it were.
My favorite travel companion.
Yeah. And then and then we also have like tons of like, quote, I guess what Jason Stewart is now with his new newsletter, Jason Stewart, content creators like Jason who are food experts and category experts.
So what classifies someone as an expert? I just want to know. Just they spend a lot of time doing it?
Yeah. At this point, just talking about it a
okay,
lot.
Okay. Okay. In that case, I got that.
But like we take all that information, you put it into like a data set. And then so now it's like the app will understand Jason. And when Jason, instead of texting me being like, where should I get lunch near Chris? He can press a button and it'll be like, okay, here are the things that we recommend.
Location based.
Or whatever, like location based or category based. Like Jason's like, I want sushi or whatever. But also it's like a good, like we're.
I need pho in Montreal because I miss my wife.
You live with, that's good. no, but we're also like kind of like solving very specific person problems, right? So the idea of being like, oh, I need to keep a list of places I want to go to. It's like, I don't know, fucking gyms or some shit for you about like.
I hate a list. I hate making a list.
Let me send you my list.
And I wish there was a better way.
Yeah. And but there is this thing of like, I had a thing where it's like, I consume a lot of online content on both Instagram and TikTok. As
hell
you know,
bro.
And I'll save things.
Same,
and
bestie.
Why is he saying to me stuff?
Chris is such a slay mama right now. Do you find that to be the case?
I just thought that was funny.
It's
I was
giving
making fun
slay
of you
mama.
And you.
It's a role reversal. It feels good to me.
But the idea of being like, you know, you see something on TikTok or Instagram or whatever, you're like, how I don't keep track of it well. I'll save it on Instagram. I'll never visit it.
Do a screenshot, lost in the shuffle.
Well, like our phones, the most psycho thing, and this is really one of the reasons why we wanted to make it, was like the most psycho thing is like our phones are essentially like if you walked into my office and there were pages torn out of magazines, like taped on the wall and books everywhere. It's like there's no organizing principle. Mm. So we essentially use technology and organize it all for you. So it's like you save something and then you can have the content you saved it from embedded. The next time you're in fucking Paris or whatever, wherever you saved it from, it'll show up and like, hey, do you want to go to that place?
Oh, that's nice. Oh, so it'll like prompt.
Yeah, essentially. But it's like kind of identifying things that you already want to do. Like not for you, obviously, but if you had a list of like things that you want to share with your now Substack audience, you could make a list of my favorite LA places to get tacos or some shit, charge money for it, and then people can access it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Charging money for this?
Well, this is something that I was talking to Cho about. I was like, I hate making lists. People ask once a day, somebody asks me, like, TJ, I'm coming to LA. What's the top 10?
You need to stop responding to every DM.
I don't respond to every DM. There are hundreds that are still unread, just to be clear.
Good. For your mental health.
True. No, I'm with it, brother. And hopefully AI will be able to reply to all my DMs soon.
But yeah, if Jason wanted to keep a list.
If I wanted, I would be incentivized to put it behind a paywall. And I've used Postcard, and it's very easy and frictionless to add.
And it looks
good.
I haven't used it yet.
I just hate when it's like a Google Doc and the thingy, and you download that thing, and it's old. And
you know, I told you. Did I ever tell you about my
2017?
My friend Heather made like a crazy Google Map.
I do know about that person.
I think I told you about it. But she made a lot of money with this map of Paris. It was really thorough.
Well,
it was really
well done. One of the things.
Just imagine how much she could make if it was a living document that looked beautiful.
And also had a map integrated into it. No,
I
like
mean, I'll introduce you. You can get her on.
One of the real things that, like, because we are working with, like, kind of Jason adjacent people now where it's like they're massive, like, TikTok or Instagram.
Just to be clear,
people.
Jason adjacent, not Jason himself. He hasn't gotten the offer yet.
Well, you know, we're talking to our data team about it, like the content team.
Is he a tier two?
You know, the Substack's new, so we'll see. Okay. We'll see what happens. I'm excited to see it grow.
I'd love to give him a two right now, but I think it's a little early.
Look, we're watching closely.
It's been 2 weeks. You know, he's commented on some, you know, controversial figures to say the least, and
we're just getting
started. He ain't controversial to me. He's a businessman anyway.
But the idea being like, you know, Jason, like, you know, the content creators, because right now there's really no way and Jason's doing the right thing by doing a paid Substack. And that is like, people should be paying Jason for his insights and his information. I think that's the way content has always worked and thrived. It's like, we had subscriptions to magazines. I'm pointing to Chris because
we still do.
Yeah.
There's a stack of, look at that. There's New British Vogue.
Gentlewoman.
Chioma's first issue. I've got the new Gentlewoman.
But the idea being like these, like they need a better model. And so we're giving them ways. So like if you have a creator or whatever that you like, and they've been making, you know, content about Mexico City, like we wanted to give them a way to sell their lists and, you know, like actually like monetize their audience in ways that makes
sense. That's what the world needs. Another list of places to eat crickets in Mexico City.
But I mean,
great point, Chris.
I just lost my job at Conde because of you. What would you say to that?
Well, you know.
So Travel and Leisure is out of business now. Okay, I got it.
Well, you know, we love Conde as content partners with Postcard. and, you know, we're excited for them,
okay, so
for leadership and union to resolve
okay,
their
we're
matters.
Not, no beautiful, union talk beautiful. On this podcast. So can I go into the Apple application store and purchase or download Postcard?
Right now you can. I think I was going to make a special code for how I want to. I actually want to see how many people How Long Gone converts.
Okay.
So if you go
I'd rather maybe, okay.
If you go to app.postcard.
So does our bank account.
If you go to app.postcard.inc.
This is free.
Yeah, this is
okay. app.postcard.inc.
It'll take you to the link in the app store. You can download it. There's gonna be a code you have to get in to access the app, which I'll send to you. But like, I'll make it.
How long?
You should just say
how
it right
long?
Now. Just make,
yeah,
it,
we'll
how
make
long.
It how long?
How long?
And let's just see how many goners
come
in.
We'll put it in the episode description.
The show notes,
we'll
as
see.
It were.
We'll see. No, Jason, I'll do
Jason's
it.
Mad because I called him a tier two content creator. But I think there's a lot of potential for Jason.
That one doesn't
Stewart.
Sting.
Yeah.
I'm mad about
you
other
think
stuff.
He's tier two content creator. I mean, I think he's tier one, and I also think he could be in the White House. So this is why we're on this side of the table and
thanks,
you're on that
Chris.
Side.
I thought it was just racial segregation per normal Chris Black policies.
No, that was ugly, Cho.
No, this is a POC.
Don't throw mud like that on my podcast.
Well, yeah, so you go to app.postcard.inc.
Okay.
You know, and use the code how long?
How long?
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens. But if you have any thoughts, questions, send me an email. If you'd like to work with us in a deeper capacity, like we're happy to, you know, entertain all conversations. I will say the other thing that we're going to do over the next month is we're doing our famous person raise. Which is where like we kind of have left a certain amount for sort of the, because we have a few famous people involved already.
So let's give some names.
You know, we'll save it for the press release.
Give but, some names. Give me one name.
Is one of them a basketball player?
We have a basketball player involved. Okay. A famous basketball player.
Shout out to
player.
LeBron. Who else?
Is one of them a gay comedian?
We have a comedian.
Okay.
If you guys don't know from us saying this constantly on this podcast, Cho only hangs out with famous people or rich people and then us.
Well, that's why
we're tier two in Cho's life.
We've been hanging out more since you guys have become famous.
You know, I've noticed that Cho is quicker to text me back now that
all of a sudden people are more interested in talking to me since I gave them a platform to promote their new vanity project.
I do remember when I'd explained to you that you were famous now. Like, this is like a month ago. We were having a conversation like, yeah, people are just so much nicer to me. I was like, yeah, because you're fucking famous, bro.
Because I can do something for them. No,
they want something.
I think it's also like I'm a nice guy.
Famously.
I'm open to conversation.
I listen.
He would love to rap with anyone. Really.
I love to rap with anyone.
Love to build. I listened to our last podcast that we did just to like, I skimmed it to be like, oh, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to repeat any jokes or any whatever.
This was 8 years ago.
No, 3 years ago when I did How Long Gone.
You did How Long Gone.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And so the last thing I said in that episode, which was really sort of apocryphal, like very like, I think I called my shot was I said, Bleazy season is coming. Saying that, so this is like
I remember
2020, 2021.
But what was Bleazy in reference to again?
Chris Black.
Oh yeah, that's
Bleazy
right.
season. Sorry. Obviously, famously.
Jason's like, which R&B artist is this? Because I don't know him.
But like, I really think it bore out. You know, it's like we kind of like this. Is,
well, you guys both said a foolish thing to invest in anything. Your investment in Bleazy
paid off. I went all in on Bleazy.
I haven't received a dollar from
foolish
him.
On Bleazy.
As far, what kind of investment is it? Emotional?
I mean, I would say I've been a good emotional support for you.
He's saying
that's
he,
true.
He called your glow up ahead of time.
And also, like, I think, like, I, you know, like, when, not to get too personal, when Chris and I have like, concern, like, if I have an issue or if Chris has an issue, I think we have a very safe space to talk about it.
No, I agree with that.
You know?
I agree with that.
And I appreciate it a lot.
Well, you're
could you
a,
tie the eclipse into that? Nice little anecdote.
You know, in some ways, like, I'm the sun and he's the moon. You know, sometimes he covers me and you know, holds me close.
No, I think that there is, you're like a, you're just a real sounding board because I think you're used, I think that's the purpose you serve in a lot of people's life.
It's true.
And I feel like I should pay for it sometimes, but I don't.
Yeah,
really.
That's why we're doing this podcast.
You're the wall that some of our elites bounce off of.
Yes.
But who bounces you?
Mm-hmm.
God.
Where do you bounce your ball, David?
Does John Mulaney give good advice?
Aziz is probably a nice little bouncer.
Aziz can bounce.
You know the one thing I will say about famous people?
Nego.
Horrible. You guys are really hell-bent on fucking up my money. No, one thing
Nego,
I will
can
say
I get
about famous
five
people, they're
me?
Not good people to go to for advice.
No, of course not, because they're only thinking about themselves.
Yeah. And but, that's my biggest fear for you.
Oh.
No, I don't, but I don't believe that. I don't think.
You don't believe the hype.
No, I have a job. And like, we.
I guess you're also a person that famous people come off
of
as well.
Yeah. But I just don't. We have a job. It's not that. It's fun and it's very cool.
I have Scott Galloway. Who do you guys have?
But I don't think that like. Yeah, it's crazy to talk to someone often, which you probably do. And it's never like, how is Cho?
No, I think most. I think good famous people ask because they want to be courteous and they want.
Yeah,
to be
they know they're
but
pro,
but they just aren't grounded in a world where it's like you can they can actually care about you in the way that you know you guys can. Like,
for me.
It's like
for sure.
I know that you like if I seem away, you'll like text me like one on one, be like, hey, are you okay? Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Whatever. And I appreciate that.
You know who's
I
mean, not going to do that? Cuba Gooding Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's always like, show me the money.
When
give
I saw,
me that Kwan.
Famously.
When I saw that Pharrell and Chad were beefing, I texted Cho being like, are you good? Like, I know you stand with P, but like.
Temp check. It's hurting the whole family.
It's hurting the whole family. Like, do we need to fly down to Virginia Beach? Are we good? Like,
you guys really need to stop fucking up my money?
This is not fucking up anyone's money.
That's a fact. I read it on Hypebeast. I don't know. That's all I know.
You sound like Jason right now, talking about Hypebeast like a real news organization.
This guy said, can I come into the piranha tank? And then when they start biting his feet, he's like, wait, what is happening?
Ooh, ah, ooh,
so weird.
Ouchie.
Come on, Cho.
It's true.
Don't play with us.
All right, so we'll download your little app.
Yeah, Jason will put a list out there for free. If people, let's do an LA tacos situation, maybe something like that. Can you do that for free, or is that paywall territory? What's a free one you feel?
What
good
were we
doing?
Joking about the other day, where somebody was saying that they liked birria?
Okay, birria. First of all,
whatever. I've never had that shit. What is it? Pork jowl?
Birria?
No, it's just beef.
Oh, it's beef.
It's just stewed beef.
I was reading. Well, I wrote about it on my Substack.
I know, but you said so. It was somebody really funny that would have liked it. It was stupid.
No, I forgot. I plumb forgot. But yeah, I forgot. That was a very cool thing to see. An old white woman be like, what's beer? Yeah.
Oh, I heard this when I was listening to the podcast. Whatever. Fuck it. All right. What else we got? Anything else?
It won't be a taco list because I don't know. I don't know if I'm inspired by tacos right now in LA.
What's your, what food season are you in?
Oh God, here we go. He's going to.
Oh my. Sometimes Chris gets so mad on the group chat when we talk about food.
Have you heard of Detroit style pizza?
So it's kind of like Pizza Hut, but it's from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
No, different. You guys talk about food like fucking dorks, but that's what you're into. I talk about stuff like that too.
Yeah, it's true.
Like I'm not, we all have that thing. And I like hearing you guys talk about it because
I have food. You have Bodhi shoes. These are just things.
I say this all the time.
I can talk about both.
I say this all the time. Yeah, Cho's got range. I say this all the time, but I do feel like I learn a lot about, I've learned a lot about food and about music from Jason. And he's like an endless resource that I kind of forget because I've said this to him before, but he has a way of explaining things to me that, because he has a very good understanding of where my base level knowledge is.
Almost like how a politician might.
Yeah, exactly. And he can explain to me.
You know, one thing I will
why
say.
Why people like Aphex Twin so much.
Do you know where they can teach this in? Not in schools.
When we change the curriculum, maybe they will. But until I'm in office, I don't know where to find this information.
Yeah, you
know,
do they have president class in Harvard? Don't think so. You either got it or you don't, Joe. You had a question? You in the front? You in the hat? You got something for me?
You know, one thing I did want to say earnestly is I think it's, you know, it's funny. It's like last year there's a lot of discourse about male friendship and how men can't have friends. I do think it's, I am very happy that we have a space in our group chat to be like actual vulnerable human beings amongst each other. I think it's a test. Like, but I think that's why the podcast works too.
But I also feel like that's more common than people realize, but just not with 40-year-old finance
guys. I think
it
is common, but we make it look a little bit cooler than
I think a lot of guys have trouble finding like that friend group. I think we're very fortunate that sort of like out of nowhere, we had a chat appear that sort of, as you guys got more famous and I wanted to engage, there was a chat that could occur where we could actually, you know, but like really, like I remember like, especially like it's happened during the pandemic because we started, and because there's a lot of random shit happening. We were talking about those things and it kind of became a place where we could just fucking hang out. And I think it's a really good thing. I'm happy.
I agree.
I can hang out and say whatever we want to say without being canceled by, no, I'm just kidding. But I think the difference.
Well, no, Cho canceled me a few times, but I got vaccinated. Leave me alone. I got both shots. Leave me alone.
The most aggressive time in the chat is like 8 a.m. Like, cause Chris is up and he's like kind of like tweaking after his workout and like I'm awake and like I'm like
or
not
tweaking
working
because
yet.
He's about to have his workout
and like and we'll get into like aggressively intense conversations about any number of things.
Yeah, well, I think the difference, there's a lot of male group chats, but I think they just kind of they don't correct each other if somebody does something wrong. Like if somebody shares a meme or a photo where it's like, ooh, they just kind of let it happen.
Yeah, that's why we have a one-on-one
but
chat.
But I think what keeps it healthy.
The real memes are between me and Jason.
What keeps
we don't
it healthy
share those
is we can correct each other's transgressions and not get weird about it. And you can learn from somebody and do better. You know, and I think that's the difference.
I would put a call to your listeners to say, hey, you know what? Invest in your group chats. You know,
I mean,
someday
don't be afraid to correct someone. Say like, you know, don't say that word. Those shoes are bad. You can't buy that.
You know
you
what?
Can't own that.
Tory Lanez is guilty. I had to tell Cho so many times,
something
and
like
it
that.
Was like.
It's good that's at minute 112 of this podcast.
No, it's okay. Not.
We're, no, yeah, well, we've done more than an hour, though. We can wrap it up.
All right, cool. So I guess Jason and I are about to go to dinner in like in a scant.
You guys are going
hour.
To the worst restaurant in New York.
Yeah, I'm not excited about it.
We have a 7:30 at Frog Club.
Jason came from LA. He's like, I got to go to Horses. Wild take.
No, it's not as good as Horses. Don't get it twisted.
We'll see. We'll
I have
see.
The I night mean, off, baby. I'm getting to. But
what are you going to do? Drink water? What's
I'm already
plan?
Done with my gallon, so I'll have to move to sparkling. I'll probably have some upside. Bad boy Chris night.
Oh, wow. Maybe some sweets?
I don't eat sweets anymore.
But
I stopped.
Don't you have a cheat day for sweets?
No, I can't do that. It's like having a cheat day for Oxy. Do you think that's a good idea, Cho?
No, I mean, I don't want you to overdose.
What about once a year? Could you do a sweets once a year?
Wait, when did you stop doing sweets? I feel like we've had dinner together.
Yeah, it's been a month and a half, I think. I'm clean.
It's almost 2 months.
Yeah. No sweets at all?
No.
Damn, that's crazy.
Fruit.
I don't really eat
people fruit. Might not know this about Chris. One time we went to get dessert at a restaurant and we ordered three desserts for four people, which is like reasonable.
No.
And
one per.
And literally we ordered, they got dropped. I was talking to someone like across the table and the second I looked down, they were gone. Like it was
part of those one of the dishes still spinning.
Those little superiority burgers.
No. It was at Wild Air and there were three big ass desserts and they were like
I don't remember this
genuinely
at all.
Gone. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I was shocked by how quickly.
One of them was a cast iron skillet still spinning. Still in his
the
mouth.
Thing
He's licking
the cast
iron.
I can't stop. I mean, obviously I'm a drug addict. I can't if I buy
not anymore.
Thing, but I'm saying if I buy a bag of cookies. Normal people can have one or two. I eat the whole bag.
He has to draw a harder line than we do.
I just have. That's just. I know that about.
He
myself.
Doesn't bend. He breaks.
Yes. What is the peptide update right now? No. How's your form? Like, what's the blood work say?
As I drop my blood pressure considerably.
Wow.
My thyroid is functioning at a very high level. My joints feel good. I'm recovering pretty fast. I'm sleeping well.
If you had a Patreon, this is what we'd put behind the paywall.
Yeah, this is the paywall. But
thyroid
before we wrap
game
up,
me, neck game
tune
me.
In. Thursday night on Instagram, Jason and I will be hosting the GQ Creativity Awards. We're talking to everyone from Dev Hynes and Larry Gagosian to Lewis Hamilton, Hunter Schafer, Trent Reznor, and Atticus Ross. The list goes on.
JB Smoove.
JB Smoove, the host of the night.
This is going to be great. I'm excited. Like I'm genuinely excited to see the content.
I'm excited too. And then also today we announced our summer tour. I'll just go through it quickly. June 19th, Chicago. June 20th, Toronto. June 26th, Atlanta, Georgia. 27th, Washington, D.C. 28th, Philadelphia. And July 1st, and the inaugural voyage to beautiful Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, I love that.
And tickets are on sale Friday at 10 a.m. local time. All the dates are on howlonggone.com. Get those tickets. We'll see you in beautiful D.C.,
Mm-hmm. Somebody already said the Uber Black in Minneapolis is trippy, so use this car service instead. I was like, wow, that's
so funny. Somebody was like, you know, Toronto, that Equinox that's closer, the one on Bay Street's actually nicer. And I'm
so
like,
helpful.
I actually knew that, but thank you.
Chris is like, I'm not going to Yonge and Dundas.
I'm not going to Yonge and Dundas. I'm Yorkville Chris. All right. Thank you.